Good morning. I'm Steve Boger with PI Financial, and you're listening to Boker in the Morning. So, a hot week, but some profit taking to close it out. Not a surprise when you're seeing stronger economic stats coming through. Normally, that would cause a little bit of a sell-off in the bond markets. We had improving trade deficit, existing home sales, and leading economic indicators. Unfortunately, the bond bulls continue to bet on a rate cut sooner rather than later. 10-year U.S. Treasuries up 50 cents to 4.21. 10-year Canada's up 55 cents to yield 3.44. But the three-month bills are 5.20 in the U.S. and 4.95 in Canada. That inversion can't be good in the long run. As for the Magnificent Seven, they're mostly up, led by NVIDIA. That's up 3% here this morning. It's pushing the NASDAQ up 49 points at 16,451. Good news basically stops there, though. Two-thirds of the Dow stocks are lower, led by Nike, down 6.5%, following an earnings beat but weaker guidance. Lululemon down 15% again. Decent earnings, weaker guidance. That's the bad thing in the market right now. On the plus side, FedEx popping 7% on a great earnings beat and stronger guidance. That stock is at a three-year high. It's the top S&P stock this morning. Unfortunately, the S&P is flat, well down 1 point at 5,241. And the FedEx no longer in the Dow. It's off 189 points at 39,592. If we look at what's happening in Canada here, we're also seeing some profit taking. The TSX down 83 points at 22,003. All subsectors are lower except healthcare this morning. We're seeing a stronger U.S. dollar. Dixie's 104.40 clipping commodity prices. So no joy in mining, materials, and energy stocks this morning. And overall, as I say, we're down 83 points. Speaking of commodities, gold dipping $20, $21.86 an ounce. Copper losing 5 pennies at $4 a pound. Weaker economic stats out of China clipping that. Crude oil down 50 cents, $80.56 a barrel. Natural gas losing a penny at $1.81. In the overseas markets, we had a great day in New York yesterday. So Germany up 26 points, record high. London up 48 points, record high. France down 27, Tokyo up 72, record high, and Hong Kong down 363, or roughly 2%, not a surprise there, as again, their slowing economy is clipping the stock market a bit. As for the Canadian dollar, it's also clipped off 0.4 of a penny, 73.47 cents, which means it's going to cost you $1.36 for U.S. dollar, $1.47 for the euro, $1.71 for the British pound, and if you're following Bitcoin, 63,800 off $1,900. Well, it's not a bad day, but it's had a good week. You've been listening to Boker in the Morning. I'm Steve Boger with PI Financial. Hoping you have a happy and safe trading day. Whoops.